MojoBreak.com.
Pack Rippers and Sports Nuts, welcome to the MojoBreak.com podcast. It's been a while. It's episode 11. Like Alex Smith, we're going to throw some touchdowns today. Talk about the hobby. Like, we got a lot of news to talk about. It's been a little bit of a drought since we did our last podcast. I'm sitting next to
Dan Rage, and Alex Smith doesn't throw touchdowns.
I think he does.
No, he doesn't.
Nine, ten? Well, the record's 9-2, so, you know, that's good enough for first place. But today on the podcast, like I said, we're getting the news, and we're going to review Gridiron Gear. We just opened it, 16 boxes.
Pull-out
cards. And I'm not telling you ways of stopping from having kids. Not the pull-out method. We're talking about pull-out cards.
You mean the POM?
Isn't that a drink? Made of pomegranate?
Pomegranate. It's also something else.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know what that is. Cool. Well, you know, one product that we didn't get into, but that there's been a little bit of buzz, well, at least there's been stories about it online, is Pete Rose Legacy Collection.
Dude, Charlie Hustle.
Does Pete Rose have a legacy?
Dude, he's the best hitter ever.
The Hit King?
The Hit King.
Yeah, it's sad that Pete Rose isn't going to be in the Hall of Fame, but
he will be.
You think so?
He'll be dead.
He'll be dead.
As soon as 2 years after Pete Rose dies, they're going to be like, oh, you know, we're going to let him into the Hall of Fame.
Have you seen any?
He wasn't that bad of a guy.
Charlie Gamble?
Charlie Hustle.
Do you, what year? What year are you predicting?
What year?
That he's going to be in the Hall of Fame.
2024.
Wow. You think he's going to be dead by then?
Yeah.
How old is he?
He's probably like in his late 50s.
Are they going to call him Charlie Underground? Charlie in the dirt. It's like dirt. No. But, you know, they have autographs, and I guess the whole set is just all Pete Rose, right? So if you have a boner for Pete Rose, this is your set. So it's they're offering classic quotes, too.
I like how it's Leaf. Like,
it's Leaf, not, yeah.
Tops is all no. No, can't do it.
What do you think they paid him to get him to do it?
I don't know. Like, maybe maybe $100,000 in Bellagio credits.
A couple free nights in Vegas, yeah. Heard he lives there, so.
Credit line at Caesars.
Own autograph booth at one of the summits coming up.
He's already there. He can go by one of the casinos. He's just hanging out, signing autographs.
Well, it's definitely one of the most unique sets. I mean, for them to go out and make a set on one guy is definitely interesting.
Well, they just did it on Ali.
Yeah, but I think he's a little more iconic. Who is that?
Pete Rose is pretty iconic.
Yeah, I think of Vegas when I think of
Philly. You know who's had the most hits ever? Pete Rose.
Oh, I was gonna say Mark McGwire.
Yeah, well, I was gonna say Jose Uribe, but
Will Clark.
The Nush.
But I guess he's they have like cards that have quotes on them too, and some of them were misspelled. So I mean, I guess he didn't really, you know, do well in school. But they're available in three levels. They got red ink number to 10, green ink number to 5, and printing plates. Most of the inscribed cards are selling for around $100.
So do they have logos on the cards?
I think Leaf logos, maybe Pete Rose logos.
But they gotta have like action shots, right?
You know, I'm trying to find some. I just was going off this news story here, and I don't know. They must have some kind of picture of them.
Because they gotta have action shots. If it's action shots, they're gonna have the logos.
I think they have them at the roulette wheel.
rolling the bones,
blackjack. You know, I think they have them laying in a members only jacket.
Oh, how about hanging out at the sports bar?
Or not? Free margaritas. here's some of the Pete Rose Legacy Rose-isms inscription list. 30-year-old body, 15-year-old brain equals ball player. I was thinking.
It doesn't say that.
It does.
He put that?
Yeah. 30-year-old body, 15-year-old brain equals ball player. So now if it was a Sandusky, it'd be 50-year-old body.
No.
Eight-year-old boy.
Too soon.
Equals lawsuit, jail time. I was born on the day Lincoln was shot and the Titanic sank. Dad taught me to practice and practice more.
This is what he put on the cards?
Yep.
The inscription, this is what he did?
Yep. Yep. And
I'm gonna
bring up the real deal here. Dad taught me to with the money I'm making, I should be playing two positions.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. How much money is he making?
He's probably for today's standards, he probably was making nothing.
Yeah, I was gonna say. I should talk to Carl Crawford from Red Sox there. Never bet on baseball. Obviously didn't practice what he preached. It's round ball and a round bat, and you gotta hit it square.
Wow.
See the ball, hit the ball. Was this a 4-year old book? I'd walk through hell in a gasoline suit to play.
Okay.
Wow, this one, you know, I never would have figured it out. Winning 2/3 of the games usually wins a pennant.
That's a little John Madden right there.
That's pretty. I don't know how he did the math there. And then the last one, you win a hitting lesson with the Hit King. So I guess there was one prize, and then he can go out and you go out and meet him, and he'll teach you how to hit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, I didn't know if...
Drink some scotch.
Bet on black. No, I don't know if it's... it's one per cart. Can he still swing? Can he still show you how to swing the bat?
I'm pretty sure, dude.
Yeah? Get a couple stiff ones in him? Yeah, see? This is what they look like.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yep. The 6 of 10.
All right, everybody. Everybody has to go check these out. That's... Dude, they did it on dummies.
Yeah, they did. Probably opened a bunch of packs of certified. Right here?
Yeah. Whoa! Dude, I think he was hammered when he did those.
Probably. Don't doubt it. Yeah, number to 10. Look, they don't even have action shots. Well, you can't have the MLB logo.
With the money I'm making, I should be playing two positions. It looks like a Q.
I bet you they gave him, like, come up with quotes, and he probably just made them up on the spot.
Never bet on baseball. It looks like a 4-year-old wrote it.
Is that a 5?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, old Petey, you know? Good player. I mean, he doesn't have to do well in writing to be a baseball player. I'm surprised they had him do this. Why couldn't they just get some logo, some you know, Photoshop out the logos, have them
slide?
What
are they selling for on eBay?
It says $100. The Never Bet on Baseball went for $225.
Wow.
So, on a lighter note, Ken Griffey Jr. has decided he's going to be signing autographs for Topps products.
Okay.
Which is pretty much the only licensed baseball product anyway. So, Topps has announced that future Hall of Famer and longtime hobby favorite Ken Griffey Jr. will have an autographed baseball cards in 2012 products. This will be the first time the 13-time All-Star has signed for Topps. His first cards with the company will be 2012 Topps Tribute and 2012 Topps Gypsy Queen. So, there you go. Go out.
He didn't have any autos before, those. But he was in the sets.
I think he had an Upper Deck deal.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I don't think the money's there anymore. Yeah. See, since 1989, Griffey has been synonymous with Upper Deck products. From his classic rookie card through to him becoming a company spokesperson. So, you know, now they don't have the license anymore, he's like, I'm going over the Topps. It's pretty much. What do you think? I mean, didn't you have the 89,
Absolutely.
The iconic 89?
I still got it. I can pull it out right now.
Oh, you do?
Wow. Yeah.
You gonna get it graded?
No, the centering's awful on it.
Oh, is it?
And plus, I think there's, I don't have, like, it's not a short printed card by any means.
Did they hand cut those back in the day?
Pretty much. Dude, we saw Griffey. In Arizona.
Yeah, that's right. He was on his phone the whole time.
Yeah, he didn't want anybody to look at him.
I pulled out a ball signed by another player. I was going to have him sign. And, you know, I was like,
who's the ball signed by?
Angel Villalona.
Oh, dude, you're gonna tarnish the Villalona ball?
I was thinking about it. For a Griffey auto?
Maybe he can do like an inscription on the ball next time you see him. He's like, I didn't kill anybody.
Do I have an Angel Villalona set for Dominican Republic only? But no, he was in the airport. You could tell it was Griffey. And I don't know if he was on conversation the whole time, but it sure as heck looked like he had a phone up to his ear the whole time.
Oh, he did. But I don't think he was talking to anybody.
Nah, I think he's just avoiding people like me that want his autograph. It's like, come on, man, you're a 28-year-old man.
You're gonna give him the same ball that Villalona probably signed on the sweet spot. You're all, Griffey, I know you're a future Hall of Famer, but the sweet spot's already taken on this ball. Can you sign on the back? Maybe, yeah, right on the bottom.
I tell him who it is. He just laughs. He's like, who's on that? Yeah, But Topps named its 53rd annual MLB Rookie All-Star Team. You want to take a guess at who made the team? It's every position.
Every position.
And it's, you know, it's
Bryce Harper.
No, it's guys that played.
Whoa.
Rookie. Yes, All-Star. MLB Rookie All-Star Team. So guys that, rookies that were, people that were rookie last year.
Eric Hosmer.
No, didn't play enough games.
Hank Conger.
Nope.
Really?
Nope.
Brandon Belt?
Nope. First baseman was taken by somebody that plays in America.
Freddie Freeman?
No.
Okay, well, did they just make up people?
Looks like Bochy's son made it.
No, he didn't.
I'm just kidding. First base was Mark Trumbo for the Angels.
Mark Trumbo.
Yep,
okay.
29 home runs, 149 games.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Second base, Danny Espinosa for the Nationals.
Okay.
D. Gordon for the Dodgers.
Okay, shortstop.
Brett Lowry for the Blue Jays.
Okay.
Desmond Jennings for the Rays.
Okay.
J.J. Redick for the Red Sox.
J.J. Redick?
It's Josh Redick. But maybe his middle name is a J.
From the Magic?
Yeah, he plays outfield for the Red Sox. Ben Revere for the Twins.
That guy was a rookie?
Yeah, I know. Paul Revere. J.P. Arencibia for catcher. And then starting pitcher. Take a guess on the starting pitcher. He won Rookie of the Year.
God, I'm just out of the bait. I can't think of baseball, dude.
Last name starts with an H. Played for the Rays. You at home, I've already named it. I know.
Yeah, I'm so in the football mode. We've been like doing football all day. And
Jeremy Hellickson.
And
the relief pitcher was Craig Kimbrell of the Braves, which I think both of those guys got the Cy Young. Hellickson for the National League, and or not Cy Young, that's what I'm talking about.
Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, I think Kimbrell got
got Rookie of the Year for the National League.
He was happy because he said he only had one chance at getting it.
Well,
for obvious reasons.
Not if you change sports.
Well, yeah, maybe he does football next year.
Yeah.
He kicks field goals. I think the Raiders need a defensive end after Rolando McClain, or linebacker.
He's a linebacker.
Linebacker, yeah. See, yeah. I need to get more into football. Speaking of football, Topps five-star. Pretty cool. It's an idea we've talked about. They're going to add extra hits as redemptions for official autographed NFL jerseys. That's awesome.
Finally, you can get your Brian Jennings.
Who's Brian Jennings? Oh, the long snapper?
Long snapper, yeah, of course. Dude, he's like a perennial Pro Bowler for the Niners.
Do you think he'll be in the set?
Probably not.
Well, that sucks. I'm a big fan of long snappers. They need to make a long snapper set. I mean, those guys just don't get the respect they deserve.
A gunner set? Just all the gunners on special teams?
Did you see that? There was a kicker last week that was on the Saints. They faked it. Did you see that to Jimmy Graham on Monday night? I was like, and that was a kicker I think you were going against, wasn't it? Or somebody against... No.
TJ had Drew Brees.
TJ's a guy in our league,
yeah,
by the way.
And he... Chase Daniels had one play. And I was like, sweet. I'm like, Drew Brees got hurt. They got Chase Daniels in there. Nah, it was like a fake kick.
To Jimmy Graham, yeah. They were like on the 20. Ballsy call by Sean Payton. Monday night game, Saints against the Giants. So back on to baseball. I guess the museum collection is going to be no more.
No, they're coming out with like...
No, they're still going to be coming out with it, but supposedly on November 11th, Topps filed a trademark application for the museum collection to be used with their trading cards to protect the 2012 Topps Museum collection. 6 days later, Topps expressly abandoned the mark. Immediately after Topps filed the museum collection registration, it informed the United States Patent and Trademark Office that it no longer wanted it. The filing is bizarre. Someone at Topps thought the mark was important enough to try to register it, and then less than a week later, someone at Topps decided it was imperative to immediately drop the application. So this begs the question, what does Topps filing mean? Besides confusion at the corporate level, basically it's saying they're going to cancel the 2012 product. It doesn't mean that it's... What they're canceling is the museum itself, the one that was in Marquee.
No, but they're not coming out with Marquee. They're coming out with it was going to be called Museum Collection.
Yeah, they're going to continue to roll that out, but they're not going to have the card that anymore.
the gold.
Yeah, order. For some reason they don't know why, but will either be one and done product or there'll be a name change back to Marquee. They're saying because they don't know why. For some reason, they can't file a patent on the product.
Legal mumbo jumbo. I just don't get it.
It's crazy.
I just don't get it. That was the one thing in Marquee that actually was a hit. I mean, that was a great idea.
It was. I don't know. Unless they, you know, maybe somebody bought it from them, or maybe there's already something that's out there similar and they couldn't file the claim.
It's not a real creative name.
The museum collection. Yeah, it's. Does somebody trademark museum? Mr. Museum? I don't know. Maybe somebody. Now that the lockout's over, basketball cards are
round
spiking.
Ball.
Look at that card. It's
round ball.
Michael Jordan. It's from number to 23. It's 7 of 23. It's a jersey auto on card, and it's what is it? It's 1997 to 98 Upper Deck game jerseys autographed.
Dude, that card is a little busy.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
Can't really see the auto in there. It's a lot like something else I've seen today.
Take a guess at what it ended on eBay.
$5,000.
Not even close. Higher.
$22,000.
Higher.
Stupid.
It is.
$45,000.
That's a little too high. It sold for $30,123.23. I don't know why there's a lot of 23s in there. That's what's odd about it. That's a whole lot of coin. It's on card, but there's 23 of them made.
Yeah, look how busy that thing is.
Well, maybe it's a sought-after collection.
Whoa. What is he? It's an all-star?
Yeah.
It's an all-star
game.
It's an all-star game, yeah.
So I don't know why. It's just must be a popular card. I'm not into basketball cards, but speaking of basketball, you've heard of Gary Payton, right?
From Oaktown.
From Oaktown?
From Oaktown.
What teams did Gary Payton play on?
Gary Payton played for the Seattle Supersonics. Played for the...
Did he ever play for the Warriors?
No. But he did play for the... what did he play for? He played for the Lakers.
Yeah.
That one year.
He did.
I don't know.
Well, the reason I stalled for some time because they had to get a video.
Okay, I'm just like putting me on the spot. I'm all I don't know, man.
Well, they have
Milwaukee.
They have Gary Payton, and you guys are going to get the audio from this. It's on Beckett.com, so maybe some of you have seen it. They have him opening a box of National Treasures basketball. I'll let the audio tell you here.
Hey guys, this is Vince from OC Dugout. This is Gary Payton opening a box of National Treasures.
There's some classic. There's some classic one-liners coming up in this.
Okay. We're back, sorry. Hey, listen.
We got sorry, Chris Bosh. God dang it. We got Chris Bosh. I ain't mean to say that to you, boss. Oh, Gail Goodrich.
Redemption.
A redemption.
It's redemption. We're supposed to. We scratch it off and send it in, but don't do it on here.
Check the.
You might have won a new colossal card, jersey number signatures.
Which one is that?
Let's see. Colossal.
How do you guys remember it?
Number 18.
Pulled a redemption.
Oh!
Kobe Bryant.
$250, $400.
$250, $400.
Shoot! Came up!
Came up!
Some good stuff.
Yeah, so that was Gary Payton opening a box of National Treasures. It's just funny that they had him, they got a redemption when they were on camera. Gary Payton's busted it open. Seems like it's a story of Panini these days with...
That's pretty rad.
With Certified, getting some redemptions and stuff like
that. Came up!
Came up! You have no money left from playing basketball or what? But anyways. Speaking of Panini, there's Donruss Elite is coming out.
I think later on tonight when I open up Triple Threads... I'm going to be like, Angel Pagan, or no, not Angel Pagan, some football. Jason Witten came up.
came up. I think I'm going to take that soundbite, dude. It's going to be in some of the podcasts. It's going to play it, you know. But Elite Extradition is coming out. It's in a few weeks away. It's obviously, they don't have a license still, but...
like mid-December, late December?
December 21st. You're right on the money. Hobby boxes are arriving. 20-pack box will include six autographs. There will be four hot boxes per 20-box case. So that means, you know, one every five boxes. And those will include 10 autographs. So, I mean, the autographs not where... There's 136 autographs per case. But, I mean, there is a lot of, like, 7th, 8th, 15th, 20th round guys. So.
Free agent.
But you do get your money's worth. I mean, it's a great product to bust and just hold on to the cards because... You're going to get a whole lot of autos. I mean, what other product out there?
There was Posey, wasn't there,
a couple years ago? 98, yeah, 97.
98?
I think it was in 98.
Buster Posey?
I mean, 2008. It was in 2008 Elite. Yeah, 98. Yeah, Buster Posey when he was
He's
five.
He's 10.
Yeah.
He's 10 years old.
But, you know, they show some pictures. It looks kind of like last year, you know. It's sticker auto, looks like. You got Trevor Story and... Kyle Kubica, Cameron Gallagher, Matt Scherzer, something like that. So, you know, it's a good set to invest in. I mean, what, like...
Pretty sure there's die cuts in there, right?
Probably die cuts, yep. There will be 150 prospects signing. So there's dual and triple and quad autographs, best compared to a draft pick and a present major leaguer paired. So now they got 25 guys and two sports stars. So I guess there's some new guys coming out that played, you know, maybe they played baseball and badminton.
Bubba Starling. He played football, right? He
played badminton?
No, not badminton. Maybe.
You know, or horseshoes. The base set will include 150 prospects and 25 present MLB players. Other items worth noting are for the product include 50 on-card autographs. Okay. And a full,
per box?
Yeah, per box. 50.
Hell of a deal.
That's hella hot box.
Hell, that's a deal.
And, oh, here you go. And a full array of familiar die-cut cards from the past.
Just went 6 to midnight.
Aspirations and status. We here at Mojo Brick have a man crush for the die-cut. So, yeah, it's and looks like it's pretty cool. I'm a prospect guy, so it's kind of like a cheap but meatier version of Bowman Draft.
Meatier?
Like more meat. There's more autos. There's more meat. You know, you get one auto in a Bowman draft.
Meteor?
Meteor. Yeah.
Okay.
Not like something that falls from the sky, like succulent meat falling off the bone. That's what happens. This segment, you obviously can't see, but these were some funny...
Is that Billy Ripken?
Yeah, funny...
Fuck face.
Funny trading cards over the years. This is courtesy of Cardboard Connection. I stole a few stories from you guys, but thank you. I think you guys do your own podcast, too, so maybe we are competing podcast copyright infringement. But I'm not doing it word for word, so... But there's these are funny trading cards that they've picked out on CardboardConnection.com. Good, check out the site. They have the 1989 Fleer Billy Ripken fuckface. Pardon my French, but I'm just quoting it. And basically, the bat barrel has the obscenity on there, and Billy Ripken's smiling. And that was pretty much the pinnacle of Billy Ripken's career.
That was it right there. Yeah. That was absolutely the peak.
Besides, you know, being related to Cal.
And his dad was like the coach at one point for the Orioles.
He was. I don't know why.
Billy Martin?
I don't know why that one's that
Billy
funny.
Billy Martin's a badass.
I don't know why it's that funny. He just looks like he's looking out in the distance.
What?
Yeah, it's supposed to be funny. I guess instance of the baseball card cussing. Oh, I think he's. I think he might be flipping you off. Yeah, he's flipping you off down there. check out that one. Leon Washington. 2006 Bowman signs at the time autographs Leon Washington doing the double bird.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, he's really, he's like, F you, Bowman. Leon Washington, run back kicks. There's the Star Wars.
Oh, wow. C-3PO. You got to be kidding me.
Phallicness. Anthony Daniels. Yeah, it's a 1977 Topps Star Wars where C-3PO is sporting some wood. And then there's any Rusty Cunts card. Any Rusty Cunts card is funny. Just the name himself, Rusty Cunts.
Rusty Cunts.
I don't know what, I don't know if he did anything, but he bring laughter to a lot of people. To this day, you mention the name. I mean, it better than Bill Dick Butkus. I mean, that's a true winner of a
Rusty
name.
Cunts.
And then there was 2003, more recently, there was a future stars of Brandon Puffer and Jung Bong.
Brandon Puffer and Jung Bong.
So Puffer Bong, a Puffer Bong duel. And then the 1975 Topps comic book heroes, I Dropped the Soap in the Shower.
Wow.
I think these were for little kids, too.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. And then they had chess pieces from Vampire Slayer, Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Those made the list. Bob Reno from badjocks.com. So there's a story about a high school coach trying to create camaraderie between players. What do you think this high school coach did? You know, you got, you know, 30, 40 boys. What do you think you do on a Friday night to you know?
Did they hang out and watch porno?
They did. That's because we tried to do this story a couple weeks ago. But I guess what this high school coach did is he gave these guys, these young men, access to a porn website. Yes, 16-year-olds. Right up there with Sandusky. Okay.
You're just going to town with Sandusky today.
I know.
What is the deal with that?
I don't know. It seems like it's all they talk about in the news. It's ingrained in my head. So, who's that fine young gentleman?
That Jamarcus Russell?
No. Rolando McClain.
Oh.
He's been involved.
Saw the Raiders.
He's been involved in two incidents involved gunshots in his home of Decatur, Alabama. The first incident was back in January. McClain was a target as somebody opened fire on his SUV. In the second incident, which occurred over, you know, Wednesday night, McClain was behind the trigger, and the details are ugly. According to a report out of CSN Bay Area, you guys probably have all heard this on ESPN already, McClain has been arrested and charged with discharging a firearm within city limits, third-degree assault, menacing, and reckless endangerment. Allegedly, he held a gun to a victim's head and fired one shot next to his ear. Vito Tafor of the San Francisco Chronicle spoke to Decatur police and says McClain and the victim had a scary exchange before the former Alabama star pulled the trigger. I guess the guy tweeted already. This is the news reporter. Victim says McClain stood over him with his gun to his head, and as he begged for his life, McClain fired shot past his ear. So, you know, you're a big defensive lineman. You got to show people what's up, man.
Linebacker.
Linebacker, same thing.
Linebacker. Yeah, I don't know, man. That's probably going to get suspended for that, you think?
Probably.
How does Roger Goodell think about that? The bullet could have ricocheted up and hit him.
Like a Plexico Burress?
A little bit. We see Stevie Johnson's celebration last week.
Was it in
New York?
Oh,
playing the Jets.
Did he do a shot to the leg?
Yeah, he shot himself in the leg and jumped around.
That's pretty classic, though. They lost, though, didn't they?
Yeah.
That sucks. You know what? Speaking of, like, celebrations, you know what kind of ticked me off was that freaking... Did you see Brandon Jacobs on Monday night? They were, like, down by 20 points, and he scores a touchdown, and he, like, acts like he won the lottery, and he ran around and celebrating. You know, and speaking of your guy, Victor Cruz scored an 80-yard touchdown. He just gave the ref the ball.
Yeah.
He's like, we're down by 20 points. Who cares? So it just shows you that Brandon Jacobs is me first.
Well, that's the one thing I don't understand. I mean, I would say 50% of the skilled position players, even if they're down, score a touchdown and celebrate, make a big deal about it. The other 50%, if they're down, are going to just hand the ball to the ref and go, why am I going to celebrate right now? I'm down by three touchdowns. If we do this three more times and we're in this game, then, hey, time to celebrate. But right now, not so much.
Yeah, and, you know, it seems like the guys that stay are, like, good for a very long time are guys that don't celebrate.
But I also, it goes the other way. a team up by 4 touchdowns and they score another touchdown to make it 5 touchdowns, what the hell are they celebrating about? Like, I mean, it goes the other way as well.
Running up the score,
a little Patriots action.
Yeah, I mean, but look at like Andre Johnson. Guy doesn't really celebrate. Jerry Rice didn't really celebrate. I mean, you got guys like Chris Johnson. I mean, maybe the exception to the rule is MJD. He's been good for a long time, and he always has crazy celebrations. You know, more funny than anything else.
Steven Jackson has celebrations.
Steven Jackson, I mean, LaDainian had some for a while. Sean Alexander. So, I mean, there's a few guys that are consistently good that had
Jamal
celebrations.
Jamal Anderson, the dirty bird.
Yeah.
Icky Woods, the Icky Shuffle.
Jamal Anderson got dirty with his legs the next year after that. Speaking of football.
Terrell Davis. Had the Mile High Salute.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Did Elway have that too?
I don't think so.
No. He's a Mile High, get drunk, do beer commercials. Mojo Break Fantasy League. I gave it a shot, gave it the old college try.
I think you're not eliminated from the playoffs.
Yeah, I think I might be.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know. I should probably pull it up.
You know who's not, right?
Yeah, you got a pretty good team.
Yeah, you know, Mojo Dan's just killing it.
Tell everybody who's on your team. I mean, who's carrying your team to the playoffs?
Cam Newton.
You have Cam Newton?
I have Cam Newton. I have A.J. Green, Julio Jones, Torrey Smith.
The all-rookie team?
The all-rookie team. Steven Jackson, Ray Rice. Tight end is Vernon Davis, and I have LeGarrette Blount.
Wow, it's a pretty damn good team.
My bench is kind of bad, but, you know, got Nate Washington on the bench.
We'll be doing this again next year. For those of you who don't know, we basically invited some of our better customers to join this league.
What do I get if I win?
We just don't have to buy a box.
Oh, because I thought you were going to buy me like a box of National Treasures.
Did I say that? How many drinks did I have? No. Basically, whoever wins this league will get a free football box opened by us. Probably a $70
football duo. Box.
Just a
like
box.
Like a box with a football in it.
I'm going to draw a football on an empty box. There's your prize. No, they're going to get like, you know, like a top supreme-ish kind of style of football box. So, so just if they
maybe
win. So next year you want to get in?
Like about a $100 box.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it looks like I'm in ninth. I'm 5-7.
Ooh,
so.
7-5.
Oh, you're climbing up. I think you clinched a spot.
I am. I'm like almost second in the league in points.
Yeah, looks like Make You Hate Sundays is number one seed. You got Bips, which I believe is Casey Brown, and second there, and D Mavs in third, and O Town end zoners in four, and then first and goal 5, and then Dan, you're sitting there at 6. Actually, you can't afford to lose. You're in the 6th seed.
So yeah,
who's in seventh? Seventh is oh wow, you're having points right now.
Yeah,
Brownies. So yeah, you're up by about 90 points. So you got it in points, just can't lose.
Well,
who are you playing?
Who am I playing?
Sabretooth Garage Crickets, who's in fighting for a spot as well.
Is that who I'm playing?
Yep.
Are you sure? Go ahead.
Yep.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Sabretooth Garage Crickets, who scored 2 points, probably had Selleck.
Well, click on that, dude. Let's see what's going on.
See what's going down. Dave. You're playing Dave, whoever Dave is.
Oh.
Whoa. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, I think he had Selleck because his tight end played.
Yep, Brett Selleck, 21 yards.
That's rough.
And looks like you got all your dudes. You got Victor Cruz, too.
Oh, I forgot. We got Victor Cruz.
Wow. Nobody on
and
your bench?
And I got Phillip Rivers on the bench.
Cam Newton in there.
PT Cruiser.
Yeah, you know, it looks like it's pretty good for you. I unfortunately had Jamal Charles, and I got the D. I got the D this year. And then I forgot to put my lineup in 1 week.
I had Jamal Charles in my other league. I'm still fighting for a playoff spot. You got to overcome adversity. You can't just, a first round picks out, I'm done.
Well, when you have John Stewart and Roy Helu and guys that aren't doing, Fitzgerald had a bad season, Nix was hurt.
Ooh, Witten.
I'm crying. Witten.
You have Crabtree in your lineup?
Yeah, but I just traded Steve Smith, and I got Reggie Wayne.
You got Toby Gerhart?
Toby Gerhart.
You got
Starks.
James Stark. Did you even try?
Yeah, I think I fell asleep. So there's this other site that I found. It had 25 signs that your fantasy team sucks. You snatched up Peyton Manning when he fell to the second round.
Oh, well, yeah, I think you can relate to that.
Sixth round. laughs. You were confident that Chris Johnson would be motivated to prove that he deserves his new contract. You were confident that Sean Jackson would be motivated to prove that he deserves a new contract.
Who?
Deshaun.
Oh, yeah.
Your best point total for the year is the week you forgot to set your lineup. Sometimes you wonder if your team would be in playoff contention if you only picked up Matt Moore off the wire. Reggie Bush is one of your most productive players. Are they talking about my team? All these things happen to my team, man. Matt Moore, Reggie Bush, Peyton Manning. Beyond your kicker, you're not sure who your other three keepers are for next year. You lost to the guy in your league who stopped managing his team weeks ago and has a starting lineup of full of injured and bye week players. Your entire team's point total routinely loses to Aaron Rodgers. You watch Monday Night Football in hopes your tight end or kicker can score 74 points. You watch Monday Night Football in hopes your opponent's starting wide receiver might fumble 8 times. You put in a waiver claim for John Skelton. You always try to pick up the team defense that is playing against your quarterback. You wish you had been the guy who drafted Tebow in the final round as a joke. Heck, you wish you had drafted Tim Tebow in the first round. Seriously. No one in your league has offered you to trade all year because you don't have any desirable players. You started to fill your roster with players from your favorite team because if you're going to lose, you may as well do it rooting for them. You actually caught yourself clicking on a fantasy football advice column. You have a Redskin. You have an Eagle, and it's not LeSean McCoy. Several of your starters on your fantasy team are not starters on their actual NFL team. In recent weeks, you found yourself watching football just for the enjoyment of the game alone. You are very productive at work and gotten a raise and a promotion. You spent more than 10 minutes preparing for your draft. You already emailed the people in your league to see if they're interested in doing an NBA fantasy league. So that's pretty good. There's also, fantasy football. I'm in 5 leagues.
I guess it's about that time. I mean, playoffs are starting to happen. This in a lot of weeks. This is pretty much the last regular season week. Everybody's fighting for a playoff spot. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff going down. And this is always a time where a lot of undrafted guys are like the must starts.
Yeah,
like Victor Cruz and like Tim Tebow and like Roy Helu and DeMarco Murray, and I mean,
well, I think this year more than ever there's been a lot more injuries, and I don't know if that's the OTAs or not preparing or, you know, has anything to do with it this year. I mean, almost every marquee guy has dealt with an injury or two.
Well, you got obviously Charles who played two games.
Yeah.
Javid Best.
Yeah, Adrian Peterson.
Andre Johnson.
You could say Arian Foster for the first three
Arian
games.
Arian Foster, Peyton Manning, Miles Austin.
Yeah, I mean Ahmad Bradshaw, Akeem Nix. Akeem Nix is supposed to be coming back, but yeah,
I guess we can name him for the rest of the podcast.
You can, but it just seems like there's a lot more this year than any other year for some reason.
Chris Johnson sucking at football.
Well, he's back. He got 100 yards last week.
Yeah, I know, but
he did. I mean, it's been a weird year. But
are you going to play the clip of me a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, I am. There's but there's also been these breakout rookies. I mean, almost every quarterback that was drafted within the first and second round.
I've had every rookie. At one point this year. I have had Murray. I've had Delone Carter, Roy Helu, Torrey Smith, Daniel Thomas.
Julio Jones,
AJ Green.
Yep.
Besides Lance Kendricks.
Besides the quarterbacks, I guess.
Yeah.
Besides Ponder and everything. There was a Eagles fan last week during the stomping of the Patriots. Patriots stomped the Eagles. There was a, looks like he's about 4 or 5 year old boy that expressed his...
No, this is me.
That's you? Oh, that is you.
This is me 2 weeks ago.
Expressing his...
I was going against a guy in my league who had Tom Brady and Gronkowski. And that's what? Pretty much how I felt.
Why are you so mad at Tom Brady?
Idiot.
Well, I think Tom Brady's an idiot too. He might throw a pick.
He never gives up. He always gets a touchdown.
Why don't you like Tom Brady so much? Because he's mean?
No, I hate him.
Oh, Christopher.
Dan.
Don't get so upset. Wanna go give him a punch? Don't be so mad at Tom Brady.
I hate him though. I didn't even play his mullet.
Did he say I hate his mullet?
Yeah.
Do you think that Tom Brady hurt the Eagles player?
So, yeah.
That is pretty awesome.
It's pretty funny when you say, he's not going to throw interceptions, touchdowns.
He hasn't thrown interceptions, he throws touchdowns.
So, yeah, Tom Brady can get to you, you know.
Yeah, I'd love him if he was a Ram. He'd be my favorite player.
Well, I'd hate him even more than.
If he was a Niner.
Yeah, he should. He went to Sarah High School. He's a little local boy, but
I guess he would make sense, right?
Yeah. Well, that does it for the news and the other BS that we just spit all over you. And we're gonna be back. We're gonna review Gridiron Gear. And what was the other one we're gonna do?
Gridiron Gear
Certified. Yeah, I think maybe we'll touch on a little tier one, but we're gonna play a little jam for you, and we'll be right back.
Take it all away, make it go away.
That was a good jam. We're going to get right into reviews. Before we do our two products, we decided to grade Gridiron Gear in Tier 1. We wanted to touch on some of the other stuff that's came out in the meantime, because it's been a month since we did a podcast, so there's been a few things that came out. First, I wanted to talk about Topps Chrome Football. What did you think of the product?
It was a great product. Right now, because of the spike in price, it's not really a great value. At 110?
Yeah, which is crazy.
I mean, 110, we're talking like one auto.
Yeah.
And a lot of the autos that we were pulling weren't they sticker?
There was a few sticker, which I thought that was the on-card product of the year when you think of Topps Chrome, but I guess they didn't, get a lot of guys to sign. They didn't want to throw a lot of redemptions in there.
Yeah. Overall, I mean, definitely really hot product. If you can get it at a really good price, at that $70, $75, $80 price, absolutely bust them.
But when it came out, it was like $60, $65. Yeah. Well, at least pre-sale price. But
yeah,
one of the products that took off, like, doubled. I mean, that and Bowman Baseball seems like the only products that were really, really profitable for people doing boxing.
Well, Platinum Football.
Did okay.
Finest football.
Finest
football. I mean, pretty much all
Inception.
Inception. All the football products that basically came out after the lockout. This rookie class is insane.
Yeah.
People who are hating on it before, after the draft, they're wrong. I mean, this is probably one of the best rookie classes
all around at all the skill positions. I can remember. Well, and it's just like we talked about before the break, was the injuries leading to these guys getting opportunities. And so, DeMarco Murray's playing. I mean, if Felix Jones would have been 100-yard game, I mean, DeMarco Murray wouldn't even got a carry.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it being that the injuries give these guys opportunities, but it is crazy to me that a product with only one on-card auto spiked that much. I mean, that's something that you don't predict.
Parallels and color and stuff like that is really, you get the hit, but you're also pretty much getting one colored parallel per box as
right.
well. Not including all the base rookies. And I mean, at one point, like the Cam Newton, when that product came out, the base rookies were selling like for like $15.
Yeah.
Probably not as much now.
Yeah, it is a good rookie card product.
Yeah.
But compared to last year, last year's tanked. I mean, I still see them on the shelf. I mean, the one with Sam Bradford on the cover.
Yeah.
I think there was two autos in that, too, which is great. No, there's only one auto.
There's two auto in the baseball.
In the baseball, yeah. The football, they only have the one, which, again, it didn't do well last year.
The baseball top scrum was actually a strong product.
It was. What did you think of Bowman Draft?
Bowman Draft was always a fun product to bust. Again, a lot of color. It always seems like you're going to get like a printing plate or like a one of one, it seems like, per case.
Yeah, it does. I mean, unless we're just defying the odds.
Yeah, I mean, we got last year we did a case. We got two one of ones, didn't we? We got two printing plates, one autoed. It's good. It's one of those products that you got to hold on to.
I was just going
to
say.
It's not something that you're going to be able to open up and be able to flip it unless it's like a marquee name. It's cool for collectors. It's also cool for like set builders.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, like I said, if you wait, give 8 months, like 2010 Bowman Draft right now is super exciting because you got number one prospects. You've seen these guys, got Gary Brown. That's, player of the year, minor league. So you see these guys producing a little bit on the minor league level. So that's what's exciting about a product like that. But right now, given the fact that these guys just came out of the draft, you really don't know who's who. There's, Bryce Harper's in the product, Trevor Bauer, or stuff like that. But, the other guys, you don't know what they're going to do yet.
If you're a person who likes busting cases and don't need to flip the cards right away to get some of your money back and you just want to hold on to it, you're a big baseball fan and you dig prospects and stuff like that, this is absolutely the product.
Definitely. Yeah, it's a great product. And like I said, I'll probably have a lot more fun busting it, after spring training or, during the baseball season.
Oh, yeah, during spring training when a lot of those guys are actually playing.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It's a great product.
Yeah, I definitely think that's why you see a spike later on. It's like right when spring training starts, the Bowman draft picks and prospects always tends to spike a little bit in price.
Yeah, because some guys get called to the 40-man roster or whatever, and they're getting their shot. See those guys in the field in Arizona wearing number 78 or something, But a product that so we're going to get into the regular reviews, a product that we did today, so it's fresh in our mind, Gridiron Gear. I want to say I didn't have a huge expectations for this product coming from what was from last year, and it exceeded my expectations.
Yeah, I had low expectations. I was thinking, okay, here we go. It's going to be one of those muddled kind of Panini products that's just shove out there, and
yep.
We're going to see a lot of redemptions, and we're going to see a lot of single color patches, and nothing real exciting. I was thinking like Prestige.
Yeah,
I was thinking something like that. Something that's not going to have any flash to it.
Regarbled.
Regarbled.
I mean, let's face it. Panini almost releases a product every week, so it's just whatever they can put out, you know. And like he said, you know, that's why the expectations isn't high. If they had a product coming out every 2 months, people would be excited. It's like, you know, I understand where they're coming from. They're a business and they want to monetize their license, but they did really well with this product. A good mix of veterans and rookies. Their last couple products have been just all rookies and
surprising with the veterans.
Yeah,
I was really expecting. I mean, we busted some Panini product recently where it's like sixth rounders, seventh rounders, like guys that like are not,
and then Crown Royal.
Yeah, the guys who are not in the NFL right now. Seen a lot of those guys. This one, I mean, we were pulling out like autos like Daquan Bowers.
And, yeah.
Like, we got some killer stuff like Andy Dalton.
Yeah.
Delone Carter.
So what do you think of, speaking of autos, I mean, getting right into the grade, what do you want to give the grade for autos for
Gridiron 2011? I gave it a B minus. I understand the, and I know it's partially memorabilia, but I'm going to get into the pullout cards real quick and what I think about them, because those are also autos as well. It's a great idea, but it looks a little cheesy.
Yeah, agreed.
I think there's a lot of reasons why I don't like it. I think if you keep on pulling that out, you're going to damage a card.
Yeah. Exactly.
So, I mean, basically, it's mostly just for looks. Don't mess with it. And I didn't know it was actually an event-worn jersey. I thought it was like a manufactured just jersey piece from whatever.
Right.
But it is event-worn from the rookie premiere. The auto tends to kind of...
Look like crap.
It doesn't pop.
Right.
It doesn't pop. It looks like just a kind of a bunch of squiggly lines, kind of faded.
Yeah, that's another question that one of our customers brought up. It's like, is this going to fade over the years? Similar to Sweet Spot products or stuff mm-hmm. like that, exposed to light on a fabric like that. Could fade.
And there was some weird color choices in pens with no rhyme or reason.
Right.
I mean, there was silver, there was black Sharpie, there was gold Sharpie, with really no rhyme or reason.
I think it was just that whatever felt would look best on the color.
On the color, yeah, because if you got a black jersey or like a darker jersey, it seemed like it was going to be silver or gold.
Yeah.
And then a white jersey was going to be black or, for some reason, silver. Which you would think silver would be probably the worst color correlation.
Yeah, which you can barely see. And it seems like they're using a fat tip
Sharpie. Yeah, it's like a... It looks like one of those Crayola magic markers.
Yeah.
Like,
it does. It looks really weird. And to me, I don't need to pull out a jersey. It's like they could have used the same size pullout and then just made the bordering a little narrower.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There was 8 per master case, so 4 per inner case. So we did get 8, so the correlation was good. And I mean, they're not that bad, but it's just we don't need a pull-out card, just like we don't need fake leather on Timeless Treasures. We don't need that. But I mean, the autos that we got were good. The players that we got were great. They did also something funky where they had the team name, and then they put the auto on top of the team name, and it looked like it was just... it was all you couldn't even tell the auto.
Well, the team name was
in cursive.
It was in script writing.
Yeah,
and they put the sticker right over that, and you have an auto on top of that, so you couldn't really tell where the player's auto begins and the script writing begins. It was just like, it seemed like it was an afterthought. I know we talked about it while we were doing the break, and we were like, well, where else would they put it?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. You got to figure something else better.
I just think they should have printed it that way.
Yeah,
I'm giving it a B. I just clowned on it. You think we would give it like a D? But where it did shine was just great options when it came to auto. A lot of different correlations. A lot of
ball piece. I mean, there's like some different things.
Memorabilia pieces is where it did shine as well. A lot of prime pieces, low numbers were prime, just like it should be. You know, where you get away from Inception, where it's like, you know, numbered to 900 and it's got freaking 8 colors or whatever. It's like they did it right with the memorabilia in this product, where it was low numbered and it had, you know, numbers and it had logos and it had ball pieces, and it was pretty cool. And then they had the great mix of veterans and rookies when it came to memorabilia pieces.
Yeah, absolutely. I gave it a B on the memorabilia. Ball pieces, really good looking, flashy cards. Memorabilia really popped. Stitching, multicolor.
Yeah.
Overall, really, really solid. And a good mix of veterans, too.
Yeah.
But good mix of veterans with multicolor patches.
Yeah, yeah.
The only thing that really kept it from me giving it an A, I think there was a couple of them we pulled, like, 25, like, number to 25 or number to 50.
Single
that
color.
Were prime, but they were still just single color.
Yeah, and it might have been, like, a piece of the number, at
least.
I
understand.
Yeah, like, you want to see color.
Yeah, it's just, like, if you're gonna name it prime and you're gonna number it lower than like 50, put some color, put some stitching. I mean, make it pop, make it stand out a little bit more.
Absolutely. No, I agree. That's why I'm giving it a B. Moving on to base, my biggest, and it may be just because I'm a breaker, 18 packs is too many. You know, maybe, and I understand why they want to give value. The base set is not that collectible, in my opinion. The design of the base cards weren't bad. I mean, I've seen worse. It does scream medium end. I wouldn't say it screamed.
It reminded me of Prestige.
Yeah, it wasn't high end. It wasn't low end, you know. The inserts were decent. They had a decent numbering. Nothing was numbered to $9.99. It was like $2.50 or less.
Yeah.
So they did well on that. So I think I'm giving that a C minus just because it didn't blow anybody away. It was pretty standard.
Yeah, and I'm right with you. I gave it a C minus. The cards were real plain looking, but you know, I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah.
It's not gonna be a real like thick card stock. It's not gonna be something that's gonna be real flashy. Again, Panini base, it's when you're busting Panini, it's not about collecting base.
Yeah, that's what's weird about it. You think, what can they do to get their value back on their base cards?
I don't know, but by making 18 packs and 8 cards per pack, not gonna do it. I mean, we probably, for example, I mean, the base cards, there's probably, they could expand. If you're gonna make that many cards, make it difficult to collect the full like set. Have a checklist of like 850.
Because
have a
checklist
of 900 players.
We got like some guys numbered to 25. I mean, nothing really big, but you know, those are going to sell for a couple dollars.
Maybe.
You know, and now you take an orange from Bowman Draft, you're talking anywhere from a $50 to a $150 card, non-auto.
Not even, doesn't even matter who the player is.
So it's just, and even Elite, I mean, if you compare a baseball, I mean, now you're saying, you know, I am comparing Gridiron Gear to baseball, it's just two different animals, but their Elite products, they don't even compare, they're numbering.
Yeah.
So they need to maybe focus on what is it going to take to get these, because at times, Bowman Draft, yeah, there's only one auto, but sometimes those collared cards are hit better than the hits.
Yeah, and you're getting probably two collared cards a box.
Yeah.
And I would actually say that's where the value is.
You know what? And that's probably what it is. It just I had an epiphany right now. Topps does a really good job of the whole card being colored. Whereas Panini's, you don't know if it's number to 5, number to 10, number
There's
to
no,
999.
Yeah, you just don't know.
There's no significance to the numbering system.
Okay, for instance, now we're going to be talking about certified, just real quick. Okay, the difference between a regular, like, card and a 101, it says mirror black has a little bit of, like reflection to it, and it just has black on the bottom. That's it. Now, with a Topps card, they have the Super Fractor, which is distinctly a one-of-one.
Yeah, it's the way the mosaic kind of look in the background. I mean, you could see it in the pack. You know you're getting Super Fractor. So maybe that's what they need to do, is go back to having basic colors and say, you know, you see blue in the pack, you know you're getting $1.99.
Yeah.
Or $1.50. Gold, you know you're getting around $50.
Yeah.
Know, with Panini, it's a guessing game. Moving on to uniqueness for Gridiron Gear. I think it was a unique product. There was you had dual jersey pieces, triple jersey pieces. We got a quad jersey piece with the pullout auto. We also had a rubber helmet of Grimes auto.
Russ Grimes
For the Redskins. It was the case hit. So you got a little bit of a chance at a legend. I think that checklist had Bart Starr and Eric Dickerson, stuff like
sticker,
that in there.
Sticker auto, a little funky. It is definitely unique, but a little funky with the rubber helmet.
Yeah, it was a little weird. Kind of an old school look, though. I mean, that was kind
of
cool.
Old school look, rubber helmet, kind of like the same stuff they make like erasers out of.
It was something. Maybe you could try it. Rub off of some pencil on the paper.
It was a little funky, but cool.
Yeah. So I'm giving uniqueness A-, just because the pullout is definitely what Gridiron Gear is known for, and it's, you know, it's trademark, and nothing else is like that. So
I gave it a B. Pretty much the same thing. I mean, it was unique. The pullout cards are always unique.
Yeah,
it's always, they're the only ones who do. That product's the only one that has those. I may not really like them. I may not be a fan of them, but they are unique. So I got to give it a B. What do you say about value?
You know, you're not going to make your money back, but you probably have a decent chance with. You're going to get two autos. You're going to get two jersey pieces. So it's not like any of your other products with Panini where you have one auto maybe. Or, you know, you guaranteed one auto and then you might get a second one. This product, you were getting two autos. And the jersey pieces were low numbered, so there's some good value. I mean, I could say on an average, you'd be able to get $30 or $40 of your money back on every box, which is really good.
With our 16-box case, if we were to flip it, we probably would pull about maybe 60%.
Yeah.
And 60% I consider really, really good in the hobby.
Yeah.
If you can pull 60% out of your investment, then I think that's a victory, and I gave it a B.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's a pretty high value. I mean, which leads us to our final scores of mine's 82%, which is borderline BB minus.
And I did a B, or basically a B minus, 81.
So yeah, right on par. So I'd buy it. You know, I might still buy it. Just busted a case today, and it's a pretty good product. I think it's got a lot of value, and you got a lot of opportunities for some nice things.
I think the value of it, because Panini does release so many products around this time, I think the prices of boxes will be going down. I think give it about a month, it'll be going down. Right now, I think it's about $103.
Yeah, that's
like
the
that.
MAP pricing.
MAP price is about $103. I think you'll probably be able to pull probably $80-$85 at one point.
Yeah, and they released it on Friday this week, which is weird because. My thought is it's payday, or they knew Triple Threads was coming out at the same time, so they wanted to give people a couple different days. I don't know.
Yeah.
But speaking of tops, we're going to go into a Tier 1 review. So Tier 1 came out, 7 cards a pack, 3 hits per pack, and all the cards are numbered. So around, $80 to $100 a box, I think probably roaming around $80 these days.
Yep.
I thought it was decent. I expected a little bit more, hearing that it was Tier 1, it was on card.
The checklist was really, really solid.
Yeah, I thought the checklist was going to be solid, but the autos, they were on card. There wasn't a whole lot of redemptions, so I'll give them that. But we're getting a lot of subpar names. I mean, for a 6-box case, you're going to get maybe one strong auto. The rest are going to be guys that were, you know, 4th or 5th best guys on their
you
team.
Were pretty much going to get one. In a 6-box case, you were going to get one, like, maybe one veteran auto and one veteran memorabilia, like veteran memorabilia piece.
Well, actually, before we jump, the memorabilia pieces were decent. You were getting old school guys, but...
Yeah.
You're right, yeah. It's like, for $70 a box, okay, we're going to skimp on the base cards. I expect at least one premier auto every box, but...
And the base cards were... They reminded me, like... The correlation, like the way they were set up, the way they were numbered, kind of reminded me of Marquee.
Yeah, it was very similar.
And I got a vibe that it was kind of a poor man's Marquee.
Yeah, kind of.
Without the opportunity of getting like a museum collection, which was like, I think Marquee is like major draw, major pull.
Yeah, definitely. So, I mean, leads me to the auto. The reason I'm going to give it a C-. I love OnCar, believe me, but just the checklist is why I gave it a C-.
Checklist is was rough. The rookie checklist. Yeah. I mean, I think
Fernando that, Martinez.
No, I mean, was there
G?
It was all the same guys. What yeah. was it? Did they really have a checklist? Like probably 12
it
guys.
It seemed like it. Eric Sims.
Everybody was getting the same. Brandon Crawford.
Yeah,
he was also one of the guys.
Yeah,
I'm gonna give it a B minus. It is on card. And at that price point, it's still pretty good for on card, guaranteed on card.
Two
guaranteed on card.
I mean, one could be a redemption, but
so I gave it a B minus.
Yeah, I mean it was one of those things. The same thing with Marquee, where I had high expectations, but memorabilia pieces they did have. I mean, we did get like a Lou Gehrig, we did get George Sisler in one box, we got Reggie Jackson, Ricky Henderson, and those are just the standard memorabilia pieces. We did get one of those jumbos, which is absolutely the shining moment for this product, which is. We pulled a Marmol, which, you know, is one of the weaker players on the checklist, but the whole card was just 8 colors, freaking huge jersey piece of the Bear. I mean, it was ridiculous. I mean, they have Pablo Sandoval on there. They have Hank Aaron, and they're numbered to 10, so they're hard to get, but they're the prestigious patches, and they're amazing.
And we're talking probably one of the best baseball patches I've seen.
Yeah.
I mean, it was probably the best patches I've ever seen since I've been doing this. National Treasures football.
Yeah.
Some of the most ridiculous patches. This was pretty much in the same boat. In the same category as that. The one specifically that we got was pretty much almost the whole Cubs like
logo yeah.
on the sleeve.
Yeah, it was
I mean, insane. I wish it was a better guy. What is Marmol even doing on that checklist is beyond me.
Yeah, and you could see it if you go to mojobreak.com, go under our Mojo Pool section. I think it's on the second or third page. You'll see it. But you're right, yeah. You know, is he the other checklist is Hank Aaron. And
I mean, Hank Aaron, Willie McCovey.
Pujols. Lincecum.
Yeah, I mean, it was like just absolutely like top tier talent.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I was building my all-star, all-time team if Marmol would be my closer. I just don't know.
There was only 25 guys. Surprisingly, he made the cut. But jersey you can get, I assume.
I think there was one guy on there who I would say Marmol is over, and I forgot.
Jay Bruce, maybe?
No, I don't think it was Jay Bruce. There was somebody where I was like, man, that is ridiculous.
But they're numbered to 10, and there was 25. So simple math, there's 250 of those cards, and they fell one every 130 boxes. So we got lucky by getting one. So,
yeah.
You know, I'm not going to say you're going to get one if you buy a box. It's against the odds to get one. But they do hold their value. Sandoval one sold for $200. Lincecum sold for $300.
Yeah, they all sell for a pretty big coin.
Hank Aaron sold for like $1,000. Yeah. So, yeah, get pretty your hands big. On one of those. I'd love to collect that whole set if I was rich. Moving on to base set for Tier 1. Nothing too exciting. Thicker card stock. They're like 75 to 100 point. You know, numbered. They had different colored parallel versions, but yeah.
veteran Hall of Fame players.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you have. I think it was like there's like Ozzie Smith base and like
Babe Ruth
and
yeah.
Mantle and Gehrig and stuff like that. Very. I mean, when it comes to the base, I'm gonna say it was pretty much like Marquee.
Yeah, and it was nothing too exciting. Kind of guides faded into the background.
Yeah.
You know, almost like drawn on pictures, but not really. It's been done before. I mean, it wasn't anything too exciting. So, I gave it a C+ just because it had some love.
Yeah,
on there.
I gave it a C and C based on the just what they the veterans and stuff like that.
Yeah,
just,
exactly.
Just like what you're saying.
Uniqueness, give it a B- strictly on the prestigious patches. I mean, that's what it's all about. That's what the hobby's all about. Getting cards like that on card, a complete on card checklist is nice. And they guaranteed you one tier one guy
in the whole in a 12 box case. You're going to get one tier one guy, which included like Albert Pujols, Hank Aaron, Sandy Koufax. You're guaranteed one of those top tier guys
on card.
On card. So whether it be a redemption or you know, in the thing, I think we got an Evan Longoria and a Frank Robinson.
Yeah, and I don't think the Evan Longoria was considered a tier one.
It was. It was. It said it on there. Yeah, oh. Tier one autograph.
Okay.
So yeah, you get one per 12 box. So that's pretty cool. So you know you're getting a really decent auto in a 12 box.
We got the Frank Robinson.
And they're numbered to 99. So, yeah. You know. So that's pretty cool. So that's why I gave it a B-.
I gave it a C on uniqueness. Those prestigious patches, like I said, can't say enough good things about those.
Yeah.
I'm glad that they were numbered the way they were. I'm glad it wasn't like numbered to 299 or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. Number to 10.
Number to 10, it holds its value. You get that. And, I mean, even the one that we got, probably one of the worst guys on a checklist, still a $50 card.
Yeah, at least. And actually, I'm trying to jump on eBay right now because I know she put it up there just to see what it sold for. But overall, what do you think about the value?
Overall value, what are they going for right now?
$70 to $90.
$70 to $90. I would say it's a fair value. It's one of those where you're probably going to.
Sorry, is that it? That wasn't it. But there's somebody trying to get a $300 or best offer on it.
Huh.
Yeah, I mean, sorry to cut you off.
Yeah, but I mean, C-. The autos, you're probably going to make a couple bucks. The memorabilia pieces, you have to get lucky, they're gonna be a couple bucks. I mean, you're probably gonna end up getting about 30 to 40% of your money back.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I was gonna say each auto you maybe get $5 to $10.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, spend $70. You know, unless you get one of these prodigious patches, you're not gonna get a whole lot of money.
Yeah, or a tier one auto.
Well, and I was surprised we pulled that Evan Longoria auto numbered to 99. That thing only sold for like $30.
Really?
Yeah, for Longoria. So, you know, unless you get the Pujols or somebody like that, not going to get a whole lot of money back. So,
did you check completed listings?
Yeah, I did. It's not up there. So, oh. It was just that other one. So, maybe she hasn't listed it yet. But, yeah, so overall grades, mine came out to 77%, which is a C+.
Mine came out to 78, which is a C+. We're like kind of dead on today.
Yeah, I know. Thinking the same way. But that pretty much sums it up. I want to tell you guys, go to mojobrick.com. Use the code MOJOCAST, and you'll get 15% off your order. The site's moved over now. It's all inclusive. You got you can drag and drop right into your cart. It's all on the site. You can see the videos on the site. You can see the library on the site. You got the blog on the front page, mojobrick.com. Use MOJOCAST for 15% off. We got tops or limited, Panini Limited. We're doing a 15-box break of that. We got some 3-box breaks, like one of Marquee, Tier 1, and Chrome, all one break. Another Triple Threads football break is going to be coming up on there. So there's something for everybody. So you want to get in at $8 for a break, you can do that. If you want to jump into a 15-box break, get all 15 boxes by the Vikings for like $50, you can do that too.
Yeah.
So something for everybody on there.
Absolutely.
So this is going to take us out. Thank you for listening and downloading. Keep ripping those packs, and love the hobby. Peace out.
Later.
MojoBreak.com